This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. It might seem like it's too early to start planning for New Year's Eve when it's not even Christmas yet, but if you want to book a reservation at a restaurant, now might be the time to do it because they go fast. So here to let us know about a few of the New Year's Eve options out there is Austin American Statesman restaurant critic Matthew Odom. Hi, Matthew.
Hey there, Nathan.
They do go fast, the reservations.
They do. I think it's the busiest night of the year for restaurant owners, and I think they do pretty well because, as you know, it ain't cheap getting into restaurants on New Year's Eve, and it ain't easy, so make reservations now.
Okay, so let's start at the more expensive end of the price curve. What are some of the fine dining options if you just feel like splurging?
Well, I won't be in town, but if I were to be, Apis might be one of my choices. It's the fine dining restaurant located out in Spicewood. They have an early seating at 4:30 at $75 for a three-course prefix meal. A lot of these are going to be prefix meals. They've got Spanish octopus and foie gras stuffed guinea hen. Then at 8:30, they've got a more elaborate $145 tasting menu with all sorts of dishes. Aged madai, monkfish, aged ribeye. So that's out in Spicewood. Closer to town, you've got the classic Jeffrey's. The posh steakhouse is serving a four-course dinner for $100. You'll get lobster salad, shellfish risotto, seared foie, and steak, obviously. Another fine dining option would be Visconti Ristorante, which is in a Hotel Granduca, which is just out there in Westlake near 360 and Bee Caves. It's an Italian restaurant. They're doing seatings at 6:30 for $80 and then a 9 p.m. seating for $120 for six courses. And you're going to have lobster ravioli, octopus carpaccio, beef two ways, all the fine dining things you'd expect.
Decadence seems to be a common theme here.
It always is on New Year's Eve. I don't know how people celebrate at midnight when they're so stuffed, but I guess they find a way.
What about places that might be a little less expensive than those?
By less expensive, we mean less than $100
right.
On nights like this. Hopfields is the French-inspired gastropub right near campus here. They're doing a five-course dinner for $90 with crab brulee and duck confit. There's Daidue, which is doing a couple menus for $80, which one is seafood and one is a wild game menu. So you'll have venison aguachile and wild boar terrine. Then they're doing a vegetarian menu only for $65. And if you really want to save some money, Whip In, which everybody knows is the convenience store / Indian restaurant and beer pub and wine bar there off of I-35. They are keeping it super casual this year. They're serving Miller High Life mini bottles, buckets of fried chicken. They're still doing a champagne toast, and they promise no dumb cover.
Oh, so it's just a la carte.
A la carte, whatever the chicken and the beer costs.
Okay. Anything a little different out there?
You know, Justine's, the French restaurant over on the east side, they are known for their parties, and I don't know exactly what's going on over there, but they've taken over a nearby compound. They're promising a night of intrigue and art and hedonism. It's $200 to get in. There's an open bar, a photo booth, a balloon drop. There's a live performance by the Syrian musician Omar Suleiman, and much more. So that ought to be a wild time. And also a little bit different, Foreign and Domestic, which is Chef Ned Elliott's restaurant in North Loop. They're celebrating the flavors of southern India with a four-course meal served family style. Cost there is $75.
Well, those are just a few options for New Year's Eve dining. Of course, you can check out this list and the Austin 360 dining guide for a whole bunch of possibilities at austin360.com/eats. Matthew Odom is the Statesman's restaurant critic. Thanks for your time, Matthew.
Always a pleasure, Nathan.